What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
How hard did Donald Trump crush it with his trade deal? Folks, this is my favorite story today. I couldn't wait to do it a second time. He crushed it so hard that the Prime Minister of France, who is beside himself, he is not happy, said that the Trump trade deal with the EU was, quote, so triumphant for the United States, it was an act of submission by the EU to Donald Trump. Wow. Quote, it is a dark day when an alliance of free peoples, united to affirm their values and defend their interests, resolves to submission. So the deal's so triumphant that it is an act of submission by the EU. All we had to do was ask. We've always had the power. Here's Howard Lutnick describing the terms of the deal. By the way, they're estimating $90 billion in revenue collection for the Treasury.
Well, remember, the European Union is $20 trillion economy, 450 million people. Fact is, the European Union is the monster deal. President Trump did that deal yesterday. We were all together in Scotland. We got the deal done. So here's how it goes. The European Union is going to pay 15%, and they sell us $600 billion worth of goods. That's $90 billion for America. And they agreed for the first time ever to cut all their tariffs, cut their barriers, and let American businesses and farmers and ranchers and fishermen finally sell into the European Union. Massive market. This is huge for America.
Yes, it is. It's absolutely huge. So huge, even CNN had to admit it was kind of a pretty good deal.
Is this a fantastic deal then struck by Donald Trump and just terrible negotiation on the part of the EU? I mean, how do you...
I think that's an accurate assessment. Obviously, it's better than not having any deal at all, at 30% or something. But this is really a wasted opportunity, I think, for the EU and absolutely a victory on behalf of the Trump administration.
Yeah. Even Bill Maher had to admit he was wrong. Folks, here's the thing with this. Have you noticed this? Are the experts ever right? Natural disasters, think about it. Stock market plunges, that didn't happen. Folks, again, it was reported as new. I will never forget this. It was reported as fact. CNBC, that April, Liberation Month, was going to be the worst month for the stock market since the Great Depression. I will never forget this. This was reported as fact. They ran it along the top of the Drudge banner they had. Oh, they were having party time. We've had two stock market all-time highs since then. I mean, have you ever noticed there's always an expert on standby to tell us what's happening? And have you ever noticed they're almost always wrong if they're with the mainstream media, including Fox News? Especially on financial stuff. Just dead wrong. And folks, if you had been, you know, on the panel on CNBC, even Fox Business that week, when they try, and they tried to stop, they tried to crash the stock market. They just don't have enough, you know, of an audience anymore to do it. These mainstream media people whose stars are fading faster by the day. That's what they were doing. They were talking the markets down. And you listen to them and you say, you know, I kind of think this is going to be great for America. Like, I kind of think we'll have two all-time high stock market hits. You would have never been invited back on. You would have been thought to be a mental defective, and you would have been the only one who was correct. Here's Newsweek senior editor Josh Hammer. And this is Sky News in Australia.
You know, Rita, Donald Trump is the only man that I've ever seen who flies over to Scotland, the home of golf, to play some rounds of golf with his family to usher in a new Trump-affiliated golf course redesign. And he comes home bagging one of the greatest, most historic trade deals in the history of modern commerce. I mean, this is truly historic stuff. And, you know, whether it's really getting the better of Ursula von der Leyen and the European Union bureaucrats, whether it's the massive, massive trade deal that the United States just reached with Japan about a week and a half ago, we had a deal with the Philippines in the interim that kind of flew under the radar. By the way, holding trade aside just for a second there, he also reached a ceasefire deal between Thailand and Cambodia. I mean, this is just like, it's just a rapid fire win after win after win. I mean, I have never experienced, frankly, this much winning from a president in my life.
And that's the senior editor of Newsweek. Now, folks, I want to point something out to you, okay? Because, and I feel like you, long-term listeners, are huge in this win. You actually had something to do with this. Personally, because Bobby Mack and I, you may not remember Bobby Mack. He was on in the afternoon. He hired me. We went to war. We went to war over something called the Trans-Pacific Partnership and the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement. This idiotic idea in 2015, 2016, that what we should do is take the trade authority that you're seeing Trump use now and turn it over to a panel of unelected bureaucrats from Brunei. Where the hell is that? Brunei? Canada, Chile, Japan, Malaysia, Mexico. Can you imagine? Cartel control Mexico making our trade deals. New Zealand, Peru, Singapore, Vietnam, Australia, and we'd have one representative. Trump couldn't have cut this deal. And it was thought to be the super duper smart thing to turn the trade authority over, create an EU style bloc. This was the dream of the Bush cabal, and erase America's borders. Trump couldn't have cut this deal, but you defeated it. Remember? We called and called and called and called. And we had several of our Congress members going to vote for this horror show. Mick Mulvaney was whipping the votes for it. We whipped him on the phone, and he had to not only stop whipping the votes, he had to flip his vote. It went down minus just a few votes. We did that. It's probably the greatest talk radio victory we've had, me and Bobby Mack. And we just hit those phones day after day after day after day. And folks, imagine the full horror here, okay? Let me just set it up for you so you can understand how we dodged it by just a few votes. This panel was also going to set our immigration policy. Think about that. The cartel control Mexico was going to set our immigration policies. So you're going to call up your congressman. They say, too bad. Some guy from Brunei or however the hell you say, Brunei, I don't even care. Says, we got to have open borders. And the cartels want open borders. We got outvoted. Sorry. That's where we were. And Donald Trump campaigned on that. Do you remember? And Hillary Clinton was for it. He made her flip. That put downward pressure too on the votes. I will never forget it. Trey Gowdy supported that. And he came on this show. We had a knockdown drag out. He hasn't come on the show since. I mean, I was very nice, but I hit him with facts. And he was repeating the idiotic Bush cabal line. Well, we don't want to be shut out. We need to be involved in these deals. We'll be shut out. We're the biggest economy in the world. Well, if you don't partner with Brunei, we'll never let you cut a trade deal. Guess said nobody ever. Idiots. By the way, Tim Scott, that was his last appearance on the show. We duked it out of that over that, and he hasn't been back. I was very nice, but we just dealt in facts, and they're not used to that in Washington. Nothing, none of the wins you're seeing Trump do right now would be possible if Tim Scott and Lindsey Graham and Trey Gowdy had gotten their way, and we hadn't flipped Mick Mulvaney's vote. Because Trump would have to call up Brunei and ask for permission. Trump would have to call up the cartels and ask for permission to close our borders. Trump would have to call up New Zealand and Australia and, I mean, and what, beg, could please, can I cut a trade deal that benefits America? Oh, no, sorry. We have to stand in line behind you. Understand every day how close we came to disaster. And you know what's interesting about this? This was the Uniparty's plan for opening the border. These countries were going to do it. So Joe Biden had to come in and do it because that failed. Donald Trump helped kill it, but most importantly, you did. We dodged a bullet and look where we are. It just gets better every day.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, if there's one thing that's under attack in our society, it's heterosexuality. We've been all over this. Do you remember the articles? One of the things I started noticing a couple years ago, I love romance movies. I know. I'm a woman. I'm embarrassed, but whatever. I started noticing, you know, nobody's having sex in romance movies anymore. Or even implicating it, like, you know, sort of insinuating it. I don't have to see all that, but you know. I mean, if they've kissed by the end of the thing, I've seen many movies. We've never seen that before. And it turned out that this generation does not like heteronormativity, or at least we're told they don't. They're not. They don't like to see the projection of heterosexuality, or we're told they don't. It's been stripped out. Now, there's plenty of homosexuality. They'll jam a gay kiss down your throat all day long. There's always two gay characters having a relationship, but there is no corresponding heterosexual relationship, or if there is, it is not as in your face. You've probably seen this. It's everywhere. It's in advertising. It's in movies. Well, do you sense we're beginning maybe to turn a corner on that? I had to tell you about an experience we had recently. My husband and I, we do family movie day, and we watch from all eras. We particularly like to watch from 80s and 90s because the kids are so shocked at how different American culture was then and the things in almost every movie from that era that you couldn't do today. Well, we watched the movie Rad. I don't know if you've ever seen it. It's PG. And the kids noticed and were shocked, because I have teenagers, at the overt heterosexuality. And it's not even subtle. I mean, they're always like, you know, women wearing tight shirts. If they're attractive, they're cutting in on, you know, their breasts, their butt. There's sexual innuendo out the yin-yang. Oh, that wasn't good, was it? Poor phrasing there. But no, it's evident is you don't see that in modern movies. My kids have never seen it. My kids are like, this is perverted. I'm like, this is PG. Like, everything was like this in the 80s and the 90s. Sex sells. But not anymore. Until now. Have you seen the Sydney Sweeney ads? When I watched it, I went, what? That's a pretty typical car company commercial from the 1980s. Hot girl gets in car, drives away, shakes butt on her way, you know, to open the door. Wabby, what? That was the entire decade of the 80s and the 90s. Liberal women are losing their damn minds. American Eagle has gone full hetero. Now, If you're going to go full hetero in the rules of the new left-wing cult orthodoxy, the only heterosexuality that can be permitted, it would have to be minorities. You know their rules. They don't actually say them, but you know them. You've watched their cultural product. Well, this breaks all those rules. Blonde-haired, blue-eyed girl next door. See, now we got a prop. Who says she has good genes? What are they selling? Jeans. Now, what I can't show you, because this is radio, is it starts off focusing on her chest, moves down, and you can see it's actually a really cute jeans dress. And then it comes back up, but, you know, it's obviously a close-in crop shot on her chest, right? I mean, very typical for 1980s or 1990s. We objected, conservatives objected to it then on religious grounds and smut grounds. But, you know, we didn't know a time would come we would beg to see those commercials. On account of they're so overtly hetero, and that's just not allowed, heterosexual in our society. Well, listen to this. This lit up white liberal women on TikTok who are losing their minds.
My body's composition is determined by my genes. Hey, eyes up here.
Sydney Sweeney has very keen.
That's it. She says, hey, eyes up here, because the camera starts to wander down, just like it would in the 80s and the 90s. Well, you can only imagine. Folks, the left thought they had defeated this. There's another one with a tight shot on her butt as she drives off in a Mustang, uniquely American car. Well, they hate that kind of thing. They thought this was practically outlawed. And it's back. So how's that working out for the stock price? Up 16% since the advertising campaign. Why? Sex still sells. And heterosexual sex, as much as they hate it, is still normal. Okay, I got to play the response here. This is angry liberal women. Folks, have you noticed, why do all these liberal women look like the Bride of Satan? Have you noticed this? They look more and more like Baphomet. Now, with the bull nose ring, like Satan going to lead him around on a leash or something? I feel like I got to do an exorcism after I take a shower watching these women. Anyway, whatever. They're losing it. Okay, let me play the commercial again. Let me play the reaction. This has gone just viral over and over and over. TikTok, Instagram, people losing it.
My body's composition is determined by my genes. Hey, eyes up here.
Sydney Sweeney has very keen.
Here's the thing. She does have great genes. She's beautiful, and they can't stand it.
You guys are complaining about that Sydney Sweeney jeans ad, so I went and saw it. That's Nazi propaganda. Wow. I thought it was going to be, like, kind of bad. That's going to be in history book.
I will be the friend that's too woke, because those Sydney Sweeney American Eagle ads are weird. Like, fascist weird. Like, Nazi propaganda weird. Would we be surprised that a company whose name is literally American Eagle is making fascist propaganda like this? Probably not, but it's still really shocking. Like, a blonde haired, blue eyed white woman is talking about her good genes. Like, that is Nazi propaganda.
Saying anybody has good genes is eugenic. Blonde hair, blue eyed.
Sydney Sweeney's jeans ad is giving ethnic steak propaganda. It is giving dystopian. It is giving 1940s Germany. And they could have had her said anything. She could have just said, I'm hot, drink my bath water, here are my genes. But instead they had her say, genes are passed down from parents to children. I have good genes. My genes are blue. Why? Yeah, no, that was like the most thinly veiled propaganda I think that I've ever seen. I hate it.
I think I'm with Brian. Here's his comment on my X feed. The Sydney Sweeney American Eagle ad is the best thing to happen to advertising in decades. More of this.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you.
No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.